Good morning with Radio on the Go News. I'm Mitch Williams. Our high in the last 24 hours here at the studio, 72 degrees. Our 24-hour low, 46. Temperature at broadcast time is 58 degrees. This past Thursday night, the Hampton City Council voted to not open the city's aquatic center this summer for any uses due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the Hampton Council did approve to immediately open up the city-owned Ball Diamonds. The Hampton City Council was also informed that Hy-Vee is currently taking job applications for their new Dollar Fresh store in town and plan on conducting interviews the first week of June. This past week, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors approved the Iowa Department of Transportation 2020 budget amendment. In other business, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing to amend the fiscal year 2019-20 budgeted expenditures and revenues. The board then adopted a resolution to amend the fiscal year 2019-20 Franklin County budget. On Monday, the Wright County Board of Supervisors will receive an update from the Emergency Operations Center in Wright County as it relates to COVID-19. In other business, the board will consider a resolution for residential development and workforce housing tax credits for the city of Eagle Grove. The Wright County Board of Supervisors meet Monday at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Clarion and will be available to the public via Zoom. On Monday, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors will consider approval of a soft opening for business operations for all county departments from June 1st through June 15th. In other business, the board will receive an update from County Engineer Jay Waddingham. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors meet Monday at 8:30 a.m. at the courthouse in Hampton. Franklin County Auditor Michelle Giddings wants to remind residents that those who have absentee ballots concerning Tuesday's primary election need to have the voted ballots either dropped off at the courthouse or mailed. Absentee ballots will be accepted at the Franklin County Courthouse in Hampton through the end of the business day on Monday by leaving them in a drop box in the entryway. If mailing the absentee ballots, they must be postmarked by June 1st to be counted. As of midday on Friday, the Iowa Department of Public Health was reporting 148 positive cases for COVID-19 in Wright County, with 27 in Cerro Gordo County and 19 in both Grundy and Floyd counties in the broadcast area. Hardin and Hancock counties each reported 16 positive tests to date, with Butler County at 15 and Franklin County with 12. Over 127,000 tests for COVID-19 in Iowa have come back as negative. At least 520 people have died from COVID-19 in Iowa. On Friday, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office arrested 50-year-old Augustine Calles of Hampton for driving while suspended. Calles was later released. On Friday, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office arrested 18-year-old Jace Snyder of Alexander for possession of marijuana and for possession of drug paraphernalia. Snyder was later released. On Friday also, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office arrested 19-year-old Colbert Ragsdale of Alexander for a first offense OWI. Ragsdale is being held at the Franklin County Law Enforcement Center to appear in court today. On Friday morning, the Butler County Sheriff's Office transported from Blackhawk County 20-year-old Elizabeth Victoria Bordeaux of New Hartford, who is wanted on a warrant for two counts of possession of a controlled substance and for possession of drug paraphernalia. Bordeaux posted bond and was released. On Thursday night, the Clarksville Police Department arrested 27-year-old Mitchell Kelderman of Clarksville on a warrant for a controlled substance charge. Kelderman is being held at the Butler County Jail. This past Tuesday, the Bremer County Sheriff's Office received the report of a burglary to the Farmers Wind Co-op in Waverly. Similar burglaries were reported in Butler County over the Memorial Day weekend. On Wednesday, the sheriff's offices from Bremer and Butler counties executed a search warrant in the 800 block of 5th Street in Waverly with help from the Waverly Police Department. Items related to the burglaries were located. 23-year-old Dylan Jones of Waverly was charged with third-degree burglary and second-degree theft related to the Farmers Wind Co-op burglary. Additional charges are expected. Jones has been released from custody. Brett Richards of Irwin is running for the Republican nomination in Tuesday's primary election for Iowa's 4th District Congressional seat, currently held by Steve King. Richards told Radio on the Go News why he is running.
I've just got tired of hearing all the rhetoric, the career politicians in Iowa. We see it every 4 years with the presidential candidates, but we see it all the time, too. The fact that they always promise us that they're going to fix our problems. And we've started to believe them, unfortunately. What we've got to do is not rely on government, and we need to get citizen legislators, people like the founding fathers intended, to go serve, come back home, and be regular citizens again. And it's just the right time. People want that type of change right now.
Richards is one of four Republican candidates trying to defeat King. The Windsor Theater in Hampton will kick off its reopening on June 5th with the Celebrate Iowa film series. The best of Iowa-made indie movies come to the big screen during the next few weekends, beginning June 5th through the 7th, with the award-winning movie Silo, partially filmed in Mason City with the assistance of Suka Manufacturing. Silo is the story of a rare accident that threatens to tear apart family and friends in a small American farm town. On the weekend of June 12th through the 14th, moviegoers can see the award-winning Saints Rest, filmed in Grinnell, Rise of the Sea Urchins, a family comedy filmed in Forest City, and Decorah will show June 19th through the 21st. Rise of the Sea Urchins was produced by Marketplace Media Company of Rockford in collaboration with Waldorf University. And Get Your Shorts On is the theme of the final weekend. An array of short films will include award-winning dramas, thrillers, and comedies. Discount tickets for all four shows are available at Center One in Hampton. A University of Iowa study finds tiny tree pollen particles can hang in the air for a long time after a rain shower, causing grief for allergy and asthma sufferers. UI chemistry professor Betsy Stone is the study's author, who led a team into the rainy outdoors of Iowa City on 28 separate days early this past year. Rain events ranged from light showers to thunderstorms and even severe weather that spun off a tornado and all brought down pollen.
We logged many different rain events in the spring of 2019, and we found that they stuck around 2.5 to 11 hours after the rain ended.
The research found the harder the rainfall, the longer the pollen fragments would remain suspended in the air. She notes there's a difference between pollen and pollen fragments, as the smaller granules can make their way deep into the lungs and worsen a person's allergic reactions.
Pollens are relatively large atmospheric particles. They're 20 to 100 micrometers in size. And with that size, they have a little bit more weight, and that causes them to settle out of the atmosphere due to gravity. Pollen fragments are about 100 times smaller than an intact pollen, but can actually stay in the atmosphere much longer.
A weather phenomenon that's sometimes seen during thunderstorms can send pollen far up into the sky.
An updraft will take particles from near the surface up into the upper atmosphere, where they're going to be exposed to higher humidity. Under those very humid conditions, a pollen grain can rupture, releasing hundreds of tiny particle fragments. And those fragments can actually come back down to the Earth's surface when it rains.
People who suffer from allergies or asthma should take note, she says, and do their best to stay indoors when the raindrops are falling and immediately afterwards.
The highest concentrations of pollen fragments, and thus the highest potential for human exposure, would be when it's raining, especially when it's raining very, very hard. So I think if people are able to avoid the very strong rainfall and the period of time right after the storm, usually an hour or two, the pollen fragment levels drop down considerably.
The study was funded by the U.S. National Science Foundation and was published online in the journal Environmental Science and Technology Letters. Our high in the last 24 hours here at the studio, 72 degrees, our 24-hour low, 46. For Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.